Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Bing bong. Why are you looking at me like that?
Just having a good time.
Should we tell the listeners what's happened today?
Sure.
James has got a haircut.
Glenn hates it. Can't even hide the absolute disdain.
Thank you. That's why I started to do my bing bongs and then you looked at me and started laughing. Because all I can see is the haircut over the microphone.
It's very swooshy, isn't it?
Okay, let's not talk about it. You'll get very offended.
Okay, I do.
You look like my great uncle, auntie Mildred.
Thank you. It is a big beehive do.
Yeah, there's a lot of weight at the back of it. Like there's here. Quite a lot of, yeah.
That's my head.
Okay.
That's just like the back of my bulbous head.
All right. Looks good.
I don't believe you.
Hello, Bing Bongs.
Hello.
It is Claire here. James is here also. We are married and we recommend you things to watch, read and listen to.
That's right. That's right, we do. You have to look at this for months, Claire. You don't have a choice.
This is the
world. Did you think you were going to crawl your... laughter by holding your nose, because that did the opposite.
Okay, I've got it together. Collings, you can edit some of these laughs. Okay, I can hold it.
Do you want me to wear a hat?
Do you have a fedora or perhaps a bonnet to fit over your beak? This is almost as bad as that time when you got your hair dyed and it was all black and shiny.
That was a trick.
And it had like a bob. You had like a full-on bob.
That was a trick.
And
she tricked me.
And you picked me up in your old car at the front of my mum and dad's house.
And I'm like, I know.
And you looked at me and you were like, huh? And I was like, oh, no.
No, I wasn't. I was like, oh, no. And actually, because that night, I didn't have time. I went home and I just shaved my head. All right, let's get started.
Let's get started. All right, we don't just laugh at each other's haircuts.
No, we do.
We do, just a little. Anyway, we recommend you stuff, and you can go first this week, Buffonti Buffy.
Thank you. I just want to quickly mention that the podcast awards are underway at the moment still.
They
are.
The
Australian Podcast Awards, and if you could vote for us, that would be
correct.
Just terrific.
Just put in the title, Buffont Man, the Buffonted Man.
No, you have to type in suggestible.
Oh, okay.
From a drop-down menu. And then from there, it would, because we want to win.
All right, exactly.
Thing. Claire, guess what?
What, James?
I watched a movie. It's called Finch. You familiar with this?
Finch. I'm familiar with the book The Goldfinch.
No. That was also recently made into a movie.
I know. That's what I thought you were talking about.
No. This one, it's directed by Miguel Sapochnik, who has worked on a number of things, including Game of Thrones. Do you remember the Battle of Hard Home episode?
Yes.
No, you don't. Are you going to be okay? Are you going to be okay?
It's just that because over the top of the microphone, all I can see is your hair moving up and down. Because it's so buffonty. They put a lot of product in it to like make it extra buffonty on top.
There's a little bit of volume in it, Claire. I'm not going to lie.
Anywho.
Should I slick it down?
I don't know. I don't know what you could do with it. I don't know. Maybe you could get, I don't know, some hair oil. Maybe you could get some old-fashioned mousse.
Well, maybe
from
I will.
The chemist.
Anyway, can I continue, please?
Yes, you are. I'm a professional podcaster.
Don't look directly at me.
All right, I'll look away from you to quell my laughter. Everything is final and normal. You're a normal man with a normal haircut. And everything is fine.
Tom Hanks stars in this movie.
I love Tom Hanks. He has a good haircut.
Well, he's had some work done on his hair, I believe. I don't know if all of that is his original hair. But, yeah, he keeps it together, doesn't he?
He does.
Anyway, the world is scorched. It's the future slightly. There's been a solar flare. So everything is terrible. It seems as if he is the last person on Earth, maybe, potentially. Maybe there's some other people out there. We don't know. Anyway, he's not alone, though. Do you know what he has? He has a dog that he hangs out with. Are you okay?
Not a Bufonte haircut.
No, it's a regular dog.
Okay, cool.
He has a dog, okay, right?
Yes.
But also at the same time, because there are holes in the ozone layer, the earth is like scorching hot. You cannot stand in direct sunlight. You will melt. It is so, and also as a result of this, he's dying. He has some like radiation sickness.
Oh,
he knows
no.
he's on the way out. This dog is only like 3 or 4 years old. So he's like, what am I going to do? I'm going to die. This dog's going to die then. So what he does, he builds a robot to look after the dog.
Oh.
So, but then because for reasons as explained in the movie, they have to go across country because there's a big storm coming, let's just say. That is what happens. There's
okay,
a big
is there spoilers?
No, it's just like this is all very early on.
Okay.
So he has to kind of teach the robot how to look after the dog while at the same time he's dying.
Oh, no.
And, but the dog's like, I hate this robot or whatever. And the robot's like a child. Like it's trying to – like it has knowledge of the world because it's, you know, it's all inbuilt memory stuff. But it doesn't know anything. So he's kind of teaching it life lessons.
And
like
he
along
can't
the
really
way.
Cuddle up to a robot.
No, not really. But they do form this interesting relationship and there's a lot of like him yelling at the robot because he's like, "This, you know, I'm going to be dead soon and you need to like get it together kind of thing.
For the dog.
For the dog. Yeah, for the dog. So it's, you know, it covers a lot of like companionship and regret and loss because he's a man who hasn't spent a time around a lot of other people and all that in his life. And all of these things. And I think also as I was watching this, I'm like, maybe I watched too many of these post-apocalyptic movies. It's pretty grim stuff. But
no, James, you definitely don't.
You might be right. But also it's like it's a very beautiful movie. Like it's shot really well. And I watched some behind-the-scenes stuff and they on purpose did a lot of on-locations things. And the robot is like for the most part practical.
Yeah.
Oh, but there are moments where the robot is not, but a lot of it is like puppetry and things like that, which really adds to it. And the CGI that they do use in it is great. And the dog's great as well. It's a real bloody lovable scamp, I'll tell you that much. Finch is available on Apple TV Plus.
Ooh, excellent.
As of right now, yeah.
It actually sounds really good. You know, I love a dog. We now have two dogs.
Yeah, great.
So,
it's really good.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of things. But I would like to know why it's called Finch.
The robot's called Finch. I think.
Oh.
Or is he called Finch? I can't remember.
Or is he? Oh.
Someone in the movie is called Finch, and I can't remember
not
who.
The dog? That would be a cool name for a dog.
I think the dog's
our dog's name,
something.
Our new dog's called Zippy, which I actually now think is.
Oh,
a
no,
cool
sorry.
Name.
Tom Hanks is Finch. The robot is called Jeff, and the dog is called Goodyear.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like all those names. Those names are excellent. Okay, I'm. Gosh. Apple TV, mate.
Got some good
out
stuff.
Some good stuff there. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Okay, can I talk about my thing now?
I would love you to.
Okay, I can't look at you while I do this because I will giggle a lot because of your Bufonte hair, your old boot.
Please continue.
Your Bufonte boot. I've lost the plot. Anyway, I'll just continue on with my recommendation.
You seem like you're having a good time.
I am. I've got it together now, though. No more giggles from this old broad.
What about if I do this?
He's about to use that on Mattel listeners. And
this
his
is
little...
a very odd haircut. I'm just like... Oh. What about if I did this?
Our babysitter even was like, oh, James,
yeah.
You got a haircut.
Yeah. Looks good. I'm like, that wasn't very genuine.
Oh, mate.
But
it's
you know
okay.
what? We don't pay her to compliment my haircut.
No, that's true. She's excellent for other reasons. She has a Christmas jumper on today.
Oh.
I love it. It's
too
so
early.
Good.
We should fire her.
No. No. Don't fire
end
her.
End of the comment about my hair. Okay, let's keep going.
Okay, so I'm going to recommend something that I've been waiting for a long time, and that is Adele's new album,
Oh, my
30.
God, it's all you've talked about.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to find some new material
you're talking
for
about it, you're watching things about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay. So what I will recommend is that you go and listen to it. It's on Spotify and, you know, all the other things on iTunes, yep. And you can't shuffle it. She wants you to listen to it in its entirety. She dropped it. I mean, she just has the most amazing marketing.
Didn't she
team,
get rid of
right?
the shuffle button on
yeah,
Spotify
she did.
Or whatever?
Yeah, very clever. Because it's a really personal album. It's very classic Adele, very dark, very sad in a lot of spots, very revealing about her divorce from her husband and her relationship with him and with her son and the relationship she has with herself, really. So it's all about her Saturn return, which is really supposed to mark a place in time when Saturn returns into the same orbit that it was when you were born. And people who are into astrological stuff like this mean that it kind of – anyway, her idea is that it brings – well, the idea is that The Saturn return brings like a big shifting moment into your life. So it brings up a lot of questions and makes you think about who you are, pretty much like a midlife crisis.
Sure.
Kind of thing. Is this what this hair is about, a midlife crisis?
Yeah, it's a midlife crisis. I want to be like, I said, make me look ridiculous. I'm having a crisis.
You don't look ridiculous. It's just, it's an interesting choice. And everyone can make different choices. Anyway, including Adele. So she dropped the first single a little while ago, Easy On Me, and that is by far my favorite track of the whole thing. It's really great. She's so clever at capturing something incredibly personal to her that ends up being a completely universal feeling, particularly for women. And she's singing it to her son, basically saying, go easy on me. I'm so sorry that I've broken up with your dad, but go easy on me. I really love you, but I made choices before I really knew myself. That's kind of the vibe of basically the whole album. Sure. Now, one of the best ways to watch this album is to watch her sing it live. And I think Adele is always better live. And when I saw her in concert live, because she's a comedian and an MC as well, yeah, and a real showman, and she's really relatable. So when you see her live, the way she interweaves her songs, and they're sort of at once like completely gut-wrenching or like big bangers like Rolling in the Deep, the Rivoli, Water Under the Bridge that make you get up and dance.
Yeah.
And then the other ones are, you know, very moving or kind of big sweeping songs like Skyfall, which is still my favourite Bond track.
I saw you while watching that.
Yeah,
it's a good song.
It totally is. And it's, I mean, I love Billie Eilish's No Time to Die, but Skyfall is just, I think, the best of those.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Watching her live now, she's done two concerts and the second one is my favorite. The first one she did was One Night Only, hosted by Oprah, which is interspersed with interviews in Oprah's famous Rose Garden about her divorce and, you know, and about finding herself and also about her weight loss, because one of the big things with Adele is that she has lost over 100 pounds.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, for whatever reason, people are constantly fascinated by women's bodies, and regardless of what size they are,
it always seems to be a comment.
Yeah. And I think some women have felt kind of let down because they felt like Adele really represented them on screen and as a musician, and now she has a different body type. But as she says in the interview, and I totally respected her for it, she's got her own shit to deal with. She can't be taking on other people's worries, and her body is going to be talked about regardless.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she lost the weight through fitness and through, because of her anxiety and her breakdown with her marriage, she just fell into the gym and really trained hard. And I completely respect that. I find the gym the only way for me to really cope with a lot of stuff, to be honest. And I could see that she had done that. So I thought it was handled really well in the interview with Oprah. The rest of it felt a little bit cheesy, that concert. Like, it was done in front of the Griffith Observatory in the Hollywood Hills on a backdrop of the sun setting and with this big band, you know, the star-studded audience included people like Melissa McCarthy, Leonardo DiCaprio, Donald Glover, Selena Gomez, Gordon Ramsay, you know, heaps of people. They did this kind of staged thing where a guy proposes to his girlfriend and she has no idea. She's brought out in a, you know, blindfolded. And Adele.
So she doesn't even know she's in an Adele concert?
No, until he takes the blindfold off and the lights roll down and he proposes and then all the lights go up. And then she's just sitting next to Melissa McCarthy, just having been proposed to and just losing her shit while Adele serenades her. It's like, that was lovely.
Yeah.
But anyway, it just wasn't my favorite Adele version because I felt like she was super nervous and her mouth was quite dry. Okay, and even though she performs beautifully, I feel like it was very stagey and a bit too cheesy.
The whole thing or just?
Really? The concert. Yeah, I just felt like
it. Because you've seen her, right?
Yeah, like on her Instagram, she performs one of her songs just sitting on her couch in her sweats basically. And that to me was a much better version of her music, just watching her do it in this kind of really contained, really personal, really down-to-earth way. I mean, she's wearing this spectacular ball gown that was designed by, let me bring it up, Italian fashion house Schiaparelli, and it's this sort of big, dramatic black sequined bodice and with swoopy sculptural neckline and like a big fishtail. She just looks a bit uncomfortable. She's got these big satin earrings on, reminiscent of her like Saturn return. Just was all a bit too, I don't know, Hollywood for my liking. I think she's too, she lives in Hollywood now. I don't know. It was a bit too
stagey. She went too Hollywood.
I think she did, or her marketing team did. However, the best concert that I've watched since has been her second one that she did in London. And that is amazing. So have you heard of the thing called An Audience With?
Yeah.
In London? Yeah, it's like a really famous thing that they
do. Oh, excuse me.
Here he goes, yawning away. Goodness
I just love to yawn.
I know you're not that interested in Adele's concert.
No, I am interested. Now I'm interested in this second Adele's concert you're talking about.
I'll be quick. I'm losing listeners. I can tell by the second. If only you could watch James' bouffant hair while I talk. No, so An Audience With is a long-running ITV format that matches a star with a celebrity-heavy crowd, and it's laying dormant for a decade ever since Barry Manilow serenaded guests, including Gino DeCampo and Stacey Solomon, back in 2011. And so really it's amazing. Adele's a big fan of this particular format, and so she's kind of revived it, which I think is really wonderful.
Okay.
And it's just much more classic Adele. What she's wearing is so beautiful, and she just looks way more comfortable in it. She's got this beautiful hair sort of out in these big vintage style waves in this beautiful black sequin dress with like an open neckline. But she's just much more herself, I think, because she's in a British crowd.
What do you think? What do you think it is that makes the new one
that concert?
What do you think
better?
The change is? Like, does she seem happy?
Yeah, I think it's because she's very self-deprecating, very funny and comedic.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe in Hollywood, you know how there's that American Hollywood-esque kind of sincerity that just doesn't quite ring with her, whereas with this she's got this kind of British crowd who really get her.
Yeah.
And guests including people like, you know, Emma Thompson and Emma Watson, and there's this beautiful, you know, Alan Carr? And at
Alan
one point,
Carr?
Alan Carr, yeah. He's a comedian. He comes up and performs Make You Feel My Love for Everybody very badly while she gets her makeup fixed up because they did a thing with one of her old teachers that came back to give her a big hug.
Oh, that's right. You talked about that.
Yeah. And so she says
that's when you were crying. You were like, oh, my God, our old teachers. Yeah.
It was really beautiful. Anyway, and I just felt like she was way more relaxed in that concert, and it's a gorgeous watch. There's lots of lovely moments in that, and it's a bit more intimate in some ways, and I feel like, maybe she was just more comfortable.
But does she seem happy now, though?
Do you mean after her divorce?
Yeah. Did she seem in a good place or moving forward?
I don't know, to be honest, watching the
Oprah
interview.
Now you're the problem because you're the media and you're judging.
Yeah, well, I'm not judging. That's what I mean. I don't know. And I think that's the thing with all these celebrities, right? Mm. I mean, we project all our stuff onto them. They're going through incredibly personal things. And I think you want people to just be okay.
Yeah.
But also, is it our place to decide if she's okay or not? I mean, watching the Oprah interview, she seemed like someone who had been through a hell of a lot. Her dad died as well in the last 3 years plus the pandemic. She moved countries. I think she seems like someone who's been through an incredible amount of pain and is still dealing with her childhood. And I think she's stopped drinking and has had to really sit with herself. Like we were talking about on the Taunts podcast with you, not that you had a problem with alcohol, but you did drink a lot while you were at uni. And that can mask stuff.
Yeah.
And I think for her that's the same. So she's, you know, a person that's having to deal with herself sober and really coming to terms with who she is on this, like, global stage.
Yeah.
So I don't think she's someone.
The album's good though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's really good. It's worth listening to from start to finish. It's very classic Adele, and in some spots you think, this song sounds like another Adele song.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's my favourite of her albums, but it's still really great.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for her to come to Australia and perform live.
When is that?
I don't know. I haven't set any dates yet for a global tour, I don't think, at this point. Anyway, but still loved it. Yeah, so 30. It's everywhere you find songs.
There's a wait list of tickets you can be on, apparently, for this.
Okay, there you go. File that away for future presents, James.
Nah, I'm just going to let that one slide.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm going to recommend a YouTube channel I've been meaning to recommend for the last, like, 4 weeks and just keep getting pushed. It's Joel Haver, who was in the Joel Haver YouTube channel. He's an American filmmaker, actor, and animator, best known for a variety of short films and unique animation style, in particular rotoscope. Do you feel familiar with rotoscope?
Of course not.
It's basically you film a person and then you kind of just draw around them. So they're like animated, but they do it around a person.
I don't get that.
Okay, let me show you. Let me show you an example.
What is it called? Rotoscope?
Yeah.
Or roboscope.
Rotoscoped.
Rotoscoped.
Have you ever seen the movie A Scanner Darkly?
Of course not.
Then that's a good example. So it's like this. Like,
oh, God, he's dropped the phone. He's dropping the ball. He's dropping everything.
So it's like.
Oh, I hate this. I hate this so much.
I like it. I think it's funny.
Yeah, because it's weird like, and creepy. Look, it's like you like everything that's weird and creepy. Oh, I hate this so much.
It's weird and janky or whatever. And there's a lot of effort involved in it.
Janky. Why would they make that?
Anyway, that's one of the things that he does. It's also very difficult to do. Like, it looks like. Anyway, his YouTube channel, like, he's been doing it for years. Then in the last year, it just really took off for whatever reason. And what he. The stuff that he does, it's a mixture of skits and blogs and like animation and just bits of fun or whatever. It's like, it feels like when you get your friends involved in like a little like media project kind of thing. It's got that vibe to it. But the ideas are really unique or presented in really interesting ways. There's one that I really love called Comedian Podcast, where it's basically like a spoof of like, you know, like a Joe Rogan or whatever, which is incredibly funny. There's one, an animated one where it's Batman, but Batman doesn't show up. So it's just like criminals like moving crates into a truck and they're just like it's just nothing happens because he's just Batman doesn't arrive. One of my favorite ones is also, this is a non-animated one, when you show someone a video on your phone, you know when you when someone wants to show you a video and you're like, oh, okay. And then you just want to like tap the screen to see like how much time is left on this video. But anyway, in this, to ruin the skit, this video, he just shows his friend the entire movie, You Don't Mess With the Zohan, you know, the Adam Sandler movie. So he's just like, he just shows him the entire movie. He recently did one with Justin Roiland, who, one of the creators of Rick and Morty, called Sand Planet, which is like a Star Wars spoof. And there's also this really, like, he did a lot of videos with his dad as well. His dad's really funny, like a really like great comedic timing as well. And you can see where he gets a lot of that from. Like, you can see a lot of, you know, his dad in him. But his dad also passed away, and he has this like heartbreaking video where he just talks about how his dad passed away or whatever. It's really good. I thoroughly enjoy it. It's very funny, very creative, and I'm glad he's doing stuff and doing well. And currently he got in a van and he's just been like traveling across the country and doing different collabs with different people. It's really cool.
That's cool. Yeah. I think that's awesome.
I like him a lot. Mm.
That sounds really cool. That reminds me.
Until he gets cancelled, in which case I'd disown him.
Retrospectively. Yeah. Oh, God, it feels like the future of everybody at this point.
Boy, does it.
Oh, man. What if we get cancelled?
Yeah, well.
I might get cancelled for making too much fun of your bouffanti hair.
I hope so, Claire, because that would be ideal. What about if I do this? Is that better?
Oh, he's shaking his head back and forth, listeners. There's like a little bit of hair that just like wobbles back and forth.
I think it needs to be either too like longer or shorter.
I think it just needs to be a different haircut.
A different haircut.
Anywho.
I'll post an image to see what people think, and I'm like, I don't know if I can handle the criticism.
Do you know what? The internet, they've been loving your long hair, so they'll probably
it's
all
true.
Really
Maybe
like
they
it.
Will love it.
And look, I'm only one person and our babysitter.
That's true.
I mean, the guy who cut your hair obviously thought it was all right.
Billy knows what he's doing. You leave that. You leave Billy
right.
Out of this.
But
I'm a big fan.
To be fair, you asked Billy for a longer beard.
No, I just said, what do we do? What if I kept a bit of length? And he's like, yeah, we could do some of this. And I'm like, great, Billy, you're a good dude. I like him.
Make sure you make it bouffanti on the back of my head.
How is it bouffanti at the back?
You know like how, you okay, here? You know how women in their 60s will get a kind of bob, longer bob at the back. It gives some bouffantiness at the back.
But it's short at the back. Look.
Yeah, no, but it's like longer short. It's not like faded. It's
oh, you
long.
You should have done a fade. You should have done a fade, you think?
No, you should have done a different haircut.
You can't criticize the specifics of the haircut.
No, because it just, there's no way of reconciling with it.
Oh,
it
well.
You just need a different haircut.
Well, now I'm gonna settle into it for months.
I know.
Just to spite you.
I know you will. So that's fine. It's your head. I'll love you whatever you look like.
I don't believe you.
I'll walk around and say this is Mr. Bouffanti and I love him. I'll not have a bad word said about him.
Except from you. obviously.
Exactly.
Have you got anything?
That's my prerogative.
Have you got anything else? Or
yes,
that's
correct. I do. Of course, okay.
Is it another Adele concert? Have you got a third Adele concert you want
so
to talk about?
God, you're so annoying. Okay, you talk about like a 50 gazillion of the same things.
What are you talking
you
about?
You make literally your job is to make videos about fairly similar movies.
Oh, okay.
Just on and
your
on.
Job is to be you... like, this person I saw on Instagram is life-affirming or whatever.
What?
Get out of here.
Oh, okay.
This
Jeez.
Person, their parenting advice. Boo.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Terrible.
Actually, I did subscribe to that woman who did the parenting advice.
Oh, did you? Did you
yeah,
like
really
her?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, see? Eat your words there, my friend. Do you know what I like about her? Short. It's very short. Short sure. videos, but they're practical and great.
Yep.
I listened to her podcast, actually. That's Dr. Becky Goodinside, and she's got a podcast, too, of the same name, and it's just excellent and very, very – if you want like longer extended stuff where she goes in a bit more depth and talks more about her own parenting and families and things – there's also just lots of different topics on there. So you have, if you have a particular issue within your family at the moment that's like, I don't know, death or grief or how to talk to kids about awkward conversations like periods and sex or, I don't know, transitions or moving house. Like she's just got lots and lots and lots. Or just like deeply feeling kids. Her specialty is kids who feel things incredibly deeply.
Right,
and how
okay.
to handle those, which I think is wonderful because you do – sometimes if you have a deeply feeling kid, people just think you just need to be tougher with them.
Yeah.
And that just does not work.
Yeah, yeah.
It just doesn't work. So she gives you lots of other kind of strategies and I really appreciate her. Anywho.
Cool.
I'm trying to get her on the podcast. She tweeted me – she messaged me back on Instagram and I was like, please come on the podcast. And she was like, I'll let you know. And I think that was like a psychologist speak for probably never.
Yeah.
But anyway – please come on the show, Dr. Becky Goodinside. You're so good. Please someone tweet at her or Instagram her and say, go on Claire's show.
Don't harass this woman.
No, don't harass her. She's very busy and important. Anyway, my other recommendation is a podcast.
Oh.
It's called No Filter with Mia Friedman. So she does a lot of interviews. It's been going for years and years and years. This one in particular I thought you might find of interest. It's with Phoebe Burgess, who is the former wife of famous NRL star Sam
Sorry.
Burgess.
Sam Burgess. How do I know that name?
So he's a famous NRL star, as I just said.
How do I
Incredibly,
know him?
And he just came off that show SAS Australia where he won it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is he one of those guys that's actually terrible?
Yes, correct.
Wow.
And now on that show, they kind of built him into this redemption arc.
Yeah.
Because basically he has been accused of allegedly.
Oh, this guy. Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, exactly. So
he's an NRL star, isn't he?
Correct. So annoying. Anyway, what's interesting about this is that Sam Burgess up until now has kind of held the narrative about the breakdown of his marriage.
Yeah.
And he's admitted to having affairs, but what he had – and he's obviously also been put up for many different charges to do with drug-related offences and violent offences as well. So he also has two children with Phoebe and she had kept quiet up to this point. On their Instagram account it just looked like this perfect happy family, but behind closed doors he obviously had like major issues with cocaine, with partying too much, with affairs with multiple women. For instance, Phoebe has since come out after SAS Australia, which is a reality show, aired. Phoebe decided she wanted to be able to tell her narrative because he kind of talked about just, oh, I just had a few affairs with women and I'm sad about our marriage breaking down because of that.
Okay.
When actually, basically, it appears that she was under a coercive control.
Right.
Okay. He would stalk her. He committed a violent offence against her father.
Oh, yeah.
And it appears that the NRL was covering all of this up. Now, Phoebe is one of the first women to come out and actually talk openly about the NRL and their approach to dealing with players. And they have a huge problem with violence against women within the NRL in general in Australia. But if they've got a very well-oiled machine and basically any time an affair would come out or any kind of issues around Sam Burgess drug abuse issues, Phoebe and her family would be kind of whisked away to properties without Wi-Fi by the NRL or friends of the NRL and told to keep quiet and keep away from the media as
what?
Much as possible. Yeah, they also kind of would spin stories about – so they spun stories about Phoebe about that she was kind of money-grabbing or something and
right,
coming out
okay.
just because she was – bitter or whatever, and other women who also came out to speak out about Sam Burgess' behaviour against them, because there's a lot of other women that have since come out, the NRL would then kind of move to not either silence them through payouts or kind of twist their words and discredit right. them in the media, basically. So okay. I think that there's a huge amount of bravery that it's taken for Phoebe Burgess to come out and tell her story. Mm. For instance,
she's not like a social media person.
No, so she had a big Instagram following
okay.
because of her beautiful, apparently lovely, perfect life with okay, her two right. kids yeah. and Sam. She was formerly a journalist for yeah. magazines and is incredibly smart.
Yeah.
So and articulate. So I think it's really worth listening to both the interviews as part one and part two.
Yeah.
She also spoke to some journalists in the Australian newspaper and told her story there as well. She said that for a long time she was tolerating things in her relationship and pretending that they were normal. And because she was still protecting someone who was broken and behaving in such an abhorrent way, you know, even leading up to the birth of her son where he was taking drugs, partying, going on benders and then begging for forgiveness.
Yeah, okay.
And this is another quote from her. I'd spent a day with my newborn and Poppy. I was tired and I was sore and I knew Sam would get home at 4 p.m. So I cooked something and made sure I looked really nice because I just couldn't handle another explosion. If everything was perfect, then maybe it would work out. Even at that point, I knew it wasn't normal to be on edge when you're waiting for your husband to come home from work. It wasn't normal to be putting lipstick on when you're trying to feed a newborn. It wasn't normal to try to account for every hour of your day, explain it so he wouldn't call you lazy or a C-bomb. You know, I just, so much had been taken away from me, so much as well as my dignity.
That's really fucked up.
Yeah, like stuff like yeah. when she was pregnant with her son, she was taking multiple sexual transmitted disease tests because yeah. she knew he'd been sleeping around so much. And then the NRL approached her father to get her to come back to Sam.
Right.
So okay. not asking direct, talking directly
oh,
to her.
That's so weird.
Yeah, they went to her father and said, can you convince her to come back to him because of the PR, like yeah. the way that it looks. And then recently he was caught driving with traces of cocaine in his system on the way to pick up his children.
Wonderful.
Correct. So by all accounts, look, all of this is alleged. However, he does not sound like someone who is particularly nice person to
no.
women, and I think it's completely admirable and brave of Phoebe to be speaking out in this way. And she said she's just received so many messages from other women who have similar stories.
Yeah,
and I think that
and people who wouldn't have like
the kind
it just
of
happens to
platform
people who aren't rugby stars and media personalities. So you can't. Correct. You just no one
yeah,
interested
exactly. No. And I think what's also really important to note, and I've probably already said this, is the way that the NRL, which has, you know, bazillions of dollars, mm. is protecting and kind of nurturing almost this culture of allowing the players to let off steam by partying. She yeah. said she'd go to events and it was like this subculture where the women would just be expected to play a certain role, like look yeah. after the children, keep the players happy, and the players would then have, you know, footy trips and things where they'd go away and let off steam and, you yeah. know, sleep around and do whatever they wanted. And the women's role was to make sure their players were happy.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and like make sure nothing affected their ability to play on game day.
That's, yeah, and that's where the priorities obviously lie.
Yeah. yeah. So pretty gross. Anyway,
pretty
fascinating.
Pretty gross. That's a lot of like sporting culture though.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And I just think what a brave woman to be speaking out. I really respect her for that. And I think go and listen, No Filter with cool. Mia Friedman. It's
all right.
Two interviews.
All right. Back to back?
Back to back. Well, there's part one and part two.
Cool.
Correct.
Did you know, speaking of podcasts, you can actually review this podcast in-app. It's as simple as doing it in-app. You open up the app and you go, excuse me, app. No, you can't. No, you can't do that. You have to look at where you review
excuse me, app. Please book me a haircut. Please. My wife will not stop laughing at me.
I'm never going to get a haircut again. So this is from Caleb Stevens, who did a 5-star review. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Caleb.
Better than Yellow Jackets. Caleb says, I ran over a Yellow Jackets nest with my lawnmower whilst listening to this podcast. I got stung 8 times. It sucked. Pretty good podcast. 5 out of 5 stars. Thank you so much. And sorry about the Yellow Jackets. We don't really have Yellow Jackets here, do we?
No, I don't think we do. So, yeah. No. So you can also email the show with your very own suggestible at suggestiblepod@gmail.com, just like the wonderful Daniel Harmon has.
Oh,
Oh, my God. And just as a side note, we haven't received any voice memos recently. Oh. If you would like to send a voicemail to have your actual vocal cords on the show.
We do have them, actually. There you go. We do have yellow jackets. Sorry, go on.
Oh, cool. There you go. Yeah. You can also do that just on your phone, voice memo, and send it away. We love to hear you. And if you're in like some strange land somewhere far away, walking your dog, wherever you are, it's kind of cool having background sounds. So
it's cool.
We would love that for you to record yourself and send it in. Anyway, Daniel Harmon has emailed us. He says, "Hi, James and Claire, love the pod and have a suggestion before you. It's an album of poems by Jeremy Lloyd." You know I love a poem. Called Capitan Beaky and his band. My mum used to, and still does to her current class, read them to me and that class in primary school, and I thought they were some you might enjoy.
Oh, my
I've
God.
Included an extract from one favourite called Plimsolls and a Paper Hat. All about how a cat lost all of his nine lives. It's not as dark as it sounds. All right, I'm going to read it, James. It's good. It's
all right,
a goodie.
Let's do it.
Fourth time in a castle cellar, I met a rat, enormous fella, each eye redder than a ruby. Was I frightened? Wouldn't you be? How did you escape? They said, when you'd been given up for dead. I hid behind a wooden log and howled and barked just like a dog. You should have seen him run. I chased him half a mile for fun. He never knew I was a cat in plimsolls and a paper hat.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
I thought you would like that.
Look, it's not my jam, I'm not going to lie, a book of poems, but that was fun.
I know, I think kids would love that.
And I think you'll enjoy it too, Claire, which very important
correct.
To me.
Also, I feel like you at the moment would look great in a paper hat.
You think I look good with a paper bag over my head. That's what I think.
No, I love your face. Shame about the hair.
Maybe I just shave my head. Maybe I just shave my head, Claire.
Go for it, mate.
I'll shave it completely off. What do you think of that?
All right, good.
Would you prefer that?
Yes.
Well, then I'm not going to do it.
I like the feeling of le shaved head.
Le shaved head.
Like when I shaved our son's head for some reason, and it felt lovely. You know, it's all like
yeah, like a little microphone.
Yeah. We just went talking to his head.
Little microphone head.
Oh, cool. That's it. That's a show for this
week.
That's
a show. Thank you to Roy Collings for the edit.
Correct. Exactly. Oh, and on a side note, for gifts for this week.
Oh.
We are currently in the process of developing a year subscription to Big Sandwich.
Oh, we are we?
Yes, 3 months, 6 months, and a year. So it's in development. We're having a few tech issues, but hopefully that will be something that you or a loved one could purchase.
As a gift.
As a gift.
Fantastic.
If you would so choose. And I am putting together, at the request of some listeners, a list of all my Christmas recommendations, and they will be going in the bio on my Instagram in a little doc, and Collings can also put a link into the show notes to that.
Wonderful.
And I might even just put all the recommendations from last year as well because, you know, it's always good to have
a list. Good to have more than one gift.
Correct, because, you know, it's not just Christmas. There's birthdays too in there.
There's birthdays. There's Easter. There's second Easter.
There's
Christmas in July.
Correct, exactly. So that's it.
That's it.
That's the show.
See you next week. Don't forget
to cut
to come
your
back.
Hair.
No, you don't have to cut your hair. Don't worry. You look good wherever you are. I like your haircut. I would never make fun of your haircut.
I would never make fun of your haircut, listener.
And goodbye.
I love you.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.